It's been more than 18 months since the final report of the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse, and a year since the National Redress Scheme opened. But many survivors are yet to receive a cent. An 89-year-old West Australian woman died recently with an application pending. Other elderly survivors are worried they'll also die without seeing any redress. Eliza Borello reports from Perth, and a warning that her story contains details of child sexual abuse that some listeners may find distressing.
In his 84 years, Ian Stewart has seen a lot of tragedy. At five, he lost his mother to cancer, and by the time World War II ended, his father had surrendered him and his two brothers to Perth's Parkerville Children's Home.
He said he couldn't find anybody to look after us, so we were going to be parked there for a little while until he found somebody.
Ian Stewart says the first time he was raped by an Anglican priest at Parkerville, he was 10. He says the abuse lasted 3 years.
That got to be very seriously degrading.
He says while he was an altar boy, two nuns regularly molested him. And then later he was abused by a husband and wife who were employed to look after the children.
There were a couple of nuns. They came into the picture a little bit later. And then later on again, there was another married couple. And at that stage, I was a few years older. I think I was about 15 by that stage.
Ian Stewart says five adults in total abused his trust. He now lives alone in Adelaide.
It made me, I think, very doubtful of anybody. I could not... couldn't trust anybody. And I got very lonely.
Ian Stewart says he has received some compensation, $28,000 from Western Australia's redress scheme. Now he wants Parkerville to pay and has applied for redress from the national scheme set up after the Royal Commission into Institutional Responses to Child Sexual Abuse. But he's frustrated his claim can't be processed because Parkerville is yet to sign up.
How much more evidence that they need? The one thing that I want particularly is to forget. I don't want to keep on remembering it all the time.
Parkerville Children and Youth Care declined to be interviewed, but in a statement said it considers all forms of child sexual abuse intolerable and is in the final stages of signing up to the National Redress Scheme. Its chief executive, Basil Hanna, noted WA institutions have only been able to sign up since January. The Federal Social Services Minister, Anne Rustin, has revealed to the ABC a staggering 40,000 care sites, including individual churches, charities and schools, are now on board. But she says the government has set up a website naming and shaming institutions that are resisting.
I would certainly be calling to any institution who believes that they should be joining up. Please, please, let's do it with some urgency so that we can give these people the redress that they deserve.
The survivors advocacy group CLAN says an 89-year-old West Australian survivor named Margaret applied for redress last August but died recently without seeing a cent. And Rustin again.
Look, this is a very unfortunate situation, and we acknowledge that there have been a number of people who have passed away either before they've been able to put their application in or while their application has been pending assessment. We do everything that we possibly can, particularly by prioritising applications from people who might be ill or people who might be older.
Do you think that the redress scheme nationally needs more resources to cope with what sounds like some significant pressure?
It was more a matter of the logistics of standing the scheme up that has probably slowed these applications being processed more so than just physical resources of people or money.
84-year-old Ian Stewart says what he wants is some closure.
How many of us do you want to die?
That's Ian Stewart, a survivor of child sexual abuse, and that report from Eliza Borello.